Yes, it is. 13?
There you go.
Great.
I'm going to start off, but I don't think it's going to be a few days between taking DP on the field. Is that an unusual thing for just to think of the day off and then not being able to use field this spring?
No, obviously, teams don't always hit. There's teams that don't take batting practice for extended periods of time. I think it's, you know, the comfortability of the player, you know, in terms of our schedule, managing, you know, our travel, the heat outside, you know, you weigh in all those factors before you kind of set in stone plans. You know, there may be an opportunity. Tomorrow the weather's supposed to be all right. We hit in a later slot. We may hit tomorrow. Or do an optional hitting based on how the guys feel.
Koenig, obviously, his last start against the same team, had, you know, really good outing. What kind of just positives did you take out of that and stuff that maybe you're kind of looking to have him bring into this one?
Yeah, I think, you know, game plan last time out, he executed, keeping the ball down, used his sinker. A ton, you know, look to kind of follow suit. You know, they may make adjustments, and on that end, you know, we'll also make adjustments from our end to utilize his pitches that, you know, he has success with. The breaking ball can be an option as well. So, but yes, last outing threw the ball well, and hopefully, you know, we'll get the same thing from him today.
I think he kind of mentioned that he really hasn't, you know, shown, you know, the stuff that he, you know, showed in AAA. Is there more that you feel like he can even, you know, do to improve going forward?
Yeah, I think definitely there's more in there. You know, we talk a lot about when guys get here, the anxiety level, you know, that takes place for them to get comfortable, to settle in their environment. So, fourth start for him, again, against a team he just started 5 days ago against. So, but yeah, I think there's more stuff in there for him. There's definitely reports of more velocity in AAA than he's shown at the big league level. So, you know, be curious to watch that today.
Tomorrow's starter, Caprillion. The stats don't necessarily bear out the win-loss record. What does he need to do to get over that hump to finally earn a win?
Well, in terms of our starters and their wins loss records, you know, you stated it, they're not always accurate. You know, our starters have done a good job this year in pitching deep into games, giving us an opportunity to win games. You know, it's a reflection more of our offense and their lack of run production in terms of their wins losses sometimes. Frankie Montas is another. You know, name that you can throw in that mix as well as Cap. You know, so for that standpoint, you know, I think Cap's had some good starts. He's also had some not so good starts, and you know, we're coming off the heels of a really good one for Cap, and looking forward to you know, getting him back out there tomorrow and hopefully continuing to throw strikes and get swings and misses.
The one thing that stood out as I looked at it was the number of walks. Is that something he's got to cut down on?
Yeah, absolutely. He's had some command issues, which last year I don't think we really saw from him. Sometimes it's mechanics, sometimes it's confidence. But I think coming last start out, if I'm right, I think he only had one or two walks in a game where he had seven or eight strikeouts. So that's a positive sign.
What's the sort of approach with Pinder right now is when and where to use him?
Yeah, you know, for Chad, he's had some minor muscle issues in his neck that he's managed. You know, we feel like this is a good opportunity maybe to hopefully get it really calmed down. He's played through some of that. Probably not talked about by Chad. It's just not who he is as a player. You know, giving him maybe a couple days here against these righties to get himself healthy, fully healthy. When you say fully healthy, season fully healthy, and then get him back going again.
Thanks. Is that something that's actually mostly hitting, or is it?
I think it's kind of everything. It's gonna, when your neck's bothering you, it's gonna impact, you know, both sides of the baseball. Your throwing motion, you know, can be impacted. But it didn't seem as if it was bothering him. Defensively, he made some nice plays. But from a swing standpoint, I think, you know, he's just grinding. You know, we both felt it would be good. He's available, you know, to pinch hit and come off the bench, play defense. But from the grind, the everyday grind right now, I think it's a good time to give him a blow.
Did the neck thing stem from anything in particular? I can't remember.
Not anything in particular. I mean, you know, a few years ago, I know he had the injury from the accident in, I think that was Colorado. Uh-huh. But I think that's just an ongoing issue that he's been able to manage. And you know, every once in a while it pops up. So
when Bright first came up, and I think he's played in every game, started every game since he's come up, was that something that kind of earned with performance, or is that something that you kind of envisioned, you know, trying to get him as much, you know, in the lineup as you can? It's kind of a mixture of both things.
Yeah, I think there's a combination there. He's definitely earned the opportunity through the success he's had this season in the minor leagues. You know, for us, getting a good look at him, you know, here, giving him opportunity to play, you know, second, third, and then utilizing, obviously, you know, his bat in terms of, you know, just the quality of the at-bats, you kind of measure and continue to watch. But, yeah, from a young player perspective, getting him here and getting an opportunity, letting him play.
All right.
All right, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Uh-huh.